these boys might say bad words. So proceed with caution.
It's the top six they'll be dishing. Enjoy the banter and bitching. So relax all of your body and please kick back and just listen. Debate whatever they want. Who really cares if they're drunk? It's the freaking Bernards on a mic countdown from 6 to 1. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Top six podcast.
Who's there?
What up?
Who's there?
I was rocking out to my number one.
Oh, yeah? Do you want to give it away now before Chad jumps on?
I don't want to give it away just yet. You got to wait.
Give it away now. That ain't a country song.
No, I just felt like adding some Red Hot in there. A little peppered in there a little bit.
All right.
Good Looking deal. Forward to your list, though.
Well, you know, it's... Yeah, I think it's a pretty good list, of course.
I don't know how much research Chad did. He didn't seem too thrilled about this one.
So,
hey, Chad, how was your list coming along there, bro?
It's good. It's good. I just ran up the stairs, and I'm a little sore still from Whiffle.
Wow, man, you're that out of shape, huh? It was good to see you guys over the holiday weekend.
Yeah, that was fun. Good time. I think... when we were done playing wiffle ball and like on our way home, I slept most of the way. But I remember Katie asked, she was like, do you know how many times you guys hit like cars in your neighbor's house? And I'm like, no.
A lot.
And we got the wiffle ball tunnel vision. You know, when you play that game, it doesn't matter. You just lose time.
Yeah, ball don't lie. You know, we grew up playing that game. It's just part of who we are.
Yeah, and if we have, you know, started the episode, our listeners, Dusty hit one hell of a moonshot over that neighbor's house, and I want everyone to know, well hit. Nice ball, Dust.
Dude, I set him up like 2021 Jake Arrieta. I gave him a lob ball.
Yeah, you know, I did. I went over the neighbor's house, nice little lefty donger going on. So yeah, we all got together for the 4th of July holiday weekend, taking a little break here from the podcast, but we are back and ready to roll with the 90s country songs, top six 90s country songs. And my name is Dustin, and I am with my two younger brothers, Jordan and Chad. Say howdy, partners.
What up, everybody?
Howdy, howdy. Welcome to the show.
All right. Now, Chad, you know, I think it's going to be pretty clear. You know, we were going to record this episode about 3 weeks ago, and I doubt that you probably had your list ready then. Did you probably finish it just a few minutes ago, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
You're not amazed, are you?
Oh, nice little Lone Star reference there. Well, I'll be boot scooting, boogieing out of here later. I think I'm going to go do some trivia. Speaking of trivia, that's how we get this podcast started. So the middle bro, Jordy, has a trivia question. He asked me and the younger brother, Weasel, to see who goes with their list first. But I want to give everybody a chance real quick because 90s country songs, I feel like it was a little bit more pure than today's, you know, modern country, stadium country. And to figure out what I'm talking about, I want everybody, after I tell you the name of this and who sings it, I want you to pause this episode and go listen to it. It's Bo Burnham country song. Just type that in YouTube. It's a 4-minute video. Watch it. It's pretty damn funny.
He has some statements about mainly modern day country, but he also understands that old school, you know, pure country, like you're talking about style, and appreciates that. And I feel like the 90s were almost like the gateway, you know, it was kind of the, it seemed more like that arena country was emerging, you know, from my very fresh in my mind because I was got done researching it.
it was starting to rear its ugly head in the early 90s.
Yeah.
But there were also some good pure soulful mainstream country songs era too.
You know what they say, John Wayne dies, the world went to shit. So that's insane. All right, so I don't know what that is. Let's do the trivia. I'm beating you, Dusty. I'm gonna freaking whiff this by you like my sinker that I threw with the curveball.
Hey, Chad, I have a little suggestion for you. Before bed tonight, why don't you rub some evaporated milk on your hamstrings?
Ooh, yeah.
It might make them feel better.
Freaking Little Giants. Nice reference. Moranis.
You guys ready for the trivias?
Yep.
Let's do it.
All right, guys. Who released an album called Don't Shoot Me, I'm Only the Piano Player in 1973?
Billy Joel.
Dust?
Ooh, it's not Billy Joel then, must be. So I'm going to go with the only other best piano player I know, the one that toured with Billy Joel in the late 80s, early 90s, Mr. Elton John.
Dusty, you are correct, my brother. Dusty, my brother, answered another trivia question right.
Freaking hits the ball over a house, gets a trivia brain and the brawn over there.
That song, that album featured Daniel and Crocodile Rock, one of Chad's favorites.
I like the song just compared to his others, you know what I mean? God, it's close.
So, Chad, you're back of the line. Dusty, you're up first.
All right, cool. So I'll go ahead and rapid fire my top six 90s country cuts right now. And I tell you right now, there ain't no millionaire metrosexuals on this list. All right. Number six, top six 90s country cuts. Achy Breaky Heart by Billy Ray Cyrus. Number five, Watermelon Crawl by Tracy Byrd. Number four, Chattahoochee by Alan Jackson. Number three, Independence Day by Martina McBride. Number two, Boat Scootin' Boogie by Brooks and Dunn. A top six legend. We did top six Garth Brooks songs That Summer by Garth Brooks.
Troil.
Yeah. Troil Garth Brooks, number one.
I have heard every song except one, that Independence Day song. Is that from the soundtrack?
No, it's not from the Independence Day soundtrack. It's about domestic violence.
Oh, shit. Well, damn, then.
So, yeah, Martina McBride sings that. It's an upbeat song, but it's the message in it. Basically, a mother fights back at the father and burns the house down, and both of them die, and the little girl watches it.
I think that's one of the music videos that actually got banned from, like, CMT, MTV, VH1. I'm pretty sure that's one of them.
Yeah, it might have been. I mean, Garth Brooks had a video that was banned. I think it was Thunder Rolls, maybe. Thunder Rolls, where the video is terrible. He actually plays the bad guy in it, and he's got like a beard. But,
ew, like an evil beard?
it looks like it's a taped-on beard, kind of. But I do want everybody to Google Martina McBride because she has the most beautiful, bluest eyes I've ever seen. So there we go. So yeah, let me run it back for you boys. Number six, top six 90s country songs. Achy Breaky Heart by Billy Ray Cyrus. What a freaking stud. Best mullet in the history of mullets. Number five, Watermelon Crawl by Tracy Byrd. Number four, Chattahoochee, Alan Jackson. Number three, Independence Day, Martina McBride. Number two, Boat Scootin' Boogie. I don't know why I feel like I have to say it that way. Brooks and Dunn. And number one, That Summer by Garth Brooks, about him banging an old mature cougar.
Respect. You know, Prince and Garth love banging those broads. Broad daylight.
Wonder if they ever met.
Let me Google image a search of that.
Well, after you're done Google imaging Garth Brooks and Prince photos, you're up.
Imagine Garth Brooks, Prince, and Wilt Chamberlain at the same party.
I don't see them together.
1988.
But, Chris Gaines might have met Prince, though.
Chad, they'd have to keep some ice packs at that party, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
All right, guys. You ready for my number six?
Do it.
All right. This is a little bit to do with Troil. It's actually by his wife. And it's She's in Love with the Boy by Trisha Yearwood.
Huh. What's Troil's real last name again?
Brooks.
Oh. So it's Troil Brooks.
Well, Troil Garth Brooks. That's what he goes by.
Man, when you change your name and you choose Garth, you know that original one's fucked up.
Troil. Yeah, that's I've never heard that before. Troil.
Wow. Cool. Dusty, that's a good song. I know that one.
We're matching fives here. I got, and if you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
Such a good song. Well, I was driving through Georgia in late July on a day hot enough to make the devil cry. Perfect.
Fuck yeah. We're matching fours as well. Chattahoochee, Alan Jackson.
Wow, matchy matchy.
Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight.
That one's got that old school vibe to it, you know.
He's got a mustache in that video that you just want to lick. It's real blonde and thin. I just want to lick it.
All right.
Well, yeah. It's very lickable. Maybe he licks it himself all day.
I hope so. Licking his lips like LL Cool J. All right, guys. This number three reminds me of Dad's old brown truck. We used to drive around in that, listen to Alabama. I'm in a Hurry by Alabama.
Okay. All right. I can respect that.
Can't be late. I leave him plenty of time shaking hands with the clock.
I don't remember that truck.
I'm on a roll and I'm ready to rock. Okay.
Don't remember that truck. I just remember the gray van that you hit a telephone pole, Jordy.
It's the truck that Dusty chipped his teeth off of.
Mm.
Jordy, remember what day you hit the telephone pole?
Yeah, it was the year Yao Ming was drafted number one in the NBA draft.
Weirdest fact ever.
Yeah, I think I was coming back from Sheets and I made that turn there. Other people have hit it, actually.
Yeah.
I think like Tony Moses hit it, Kristen Caskey hit it, I hit it. Now they have like a something there to warn you about that telephone pole.
Wow, the friggin' Jordan Bernard plaque warning fellow turners. Way to go. All right, where are you in your list?
I'm on number two now. I got number two, Troil Garth Brooks, That Summer.
Man.
There's actually a song better than that. I can't believe it.
Well, what is it?
I think you guys know. I've sung it on this podcast before. It's an absolute banger. It's an anthem. Boot Scoot Boogie. Brooks and Dunn.
Holy shit.
Dude, it's catchy as fuck. One of my favorite melodies. For real. Huh. Yeah.
That's wow. A good one. Out in the country, past the city limits, son.
Cadillac, Blackjack, baby, meet me out back. We're going to boogie. Huh.
Is that why you nicknamed your dog Boogie?
No, her name's Maya.
Boogie Nights. Little Who would have thought? Huh? Did you guys fight the urge to put Garth Brooks more than once? I know we're not allowed to do that, right?
Yeah, I would have put probably Thunder Rolls on there. I've got friends in low places.
Yeah, but for those who don't know, we have a certified, in quotes, legal proceedings that operate behind the scenes of this podcast. Very rigid rules. And one of them, is, I think, is the M&M clause, where music, only one song per artist on our individual list, but then the ultimate list, there can be more from the same artist. So just catching it up. Yeah. Because I know you guys love Garth. We have a whole episode. Go listen to it.
Yeah, that is the M&M clause. The M&M clause also has Article 23, which means an entity can be on your top six list more than once if that entity is not the primary entity in multiple groups. So if Garth Brooks was a part of a country boy band in the 90s, we could have put the country boy band on there. But
oh, my God. That'd be funny. So, yeah. He'd probably wear that stupid. What if he wears that beard?
I mean, it was a different video. It definitely got banned. I don't know about Independence Day. I'll have to fact check.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. But
I don't think that video got banned. I think it was the Garth Brooks one I was thinking of. Doesn't he kill his wife in that one or something?
He beats the shit out of her.
That's the one that got banned, not Independence Day with the Will Smith one and Paxton or whatever.
All right. No,
Bill Pullman.
I'll run it back. All right, number six, Trisha Yearwood. She's in love with the boy. Number five, Tracy Byrd, Watermelon Crawl. Number four, It Gets Hotter Than a Hoochie Coochie, Alan Jackson, Chattahoochee. Three, I'm in a Hurry by Alabama. Two, Troil Brooks, That Summer. Number one, Get Down, Turn Around, Go to Town, Boot Scoot Boogie.
Damn.
Awesome. So yeah, we had some crossover there. Four out of the six.
No Travis Tritt yet, huh? Or Randy Travis.
Yeah, probably for a reason. But
yeah, you guys do have a lot of crossover, and it'll actually continue a little bit. I think you'll be proud of me for being a not as well versed in the 90s country as you guys. And even
yeah, me
my
and Dusty
wife,
grew up with it a little bit more, you know, yeah, riding around with Dad in his truck.
I did run my list by my wife, Katie, who is definitely more well. She's a country girl for sure, and she honestly was like, "What about this one? What about that?" You know, so
right.
That was a big help. Plus, I do know a lot of these songs. I just honestly did not know the name of them. So, number six, here's the Chris Paul crossover already, Chattahoochee. Alan Jackson.
Ooh, It Gets Hotter Than a Hoochie Coochie.
Yep, that was one I, for some reason, didn't know the name, like, officially, and I heard it. I'm like, oh, shit, I've heard that, because it's got that honky-tonk old, you know, it could have been in the 70s, where they're just, like, fast. It's a fast song. So, number five, She's in Love with the Boy.
Oh, Chad, nice.
Yeah, it's a good one. Tells a good story, and it reminds me of early Taylor Swift. Well, I guess those remind me of this song. They kind of tell a story in a smooth way. It's not boring. I don't know. All right.
She influenced T-Swizzle for sure.
Number four, Dust on the Bottle by David Lee Murphy.
There might be a little dust on the bottle.
I wish you would have done a remix with Murphy Lee.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
It would be David Lee Murphy featuring Murphy Lee.
That would have been awesome.
What other song has Murphy Lee done other than Shake Your Tail Feather? I mean, that's
Air Force Ones.
Oh yeah, okay.
That's about it.
Murphy
Lee.
Yep.
Oh man, we got to shout out Murphy Lee on Twitter. See if he can respond to us.
Yep. Also, this episode sponsored by Air Force Ones. Not one purr, but two purrs. So Dust on the Bottle is number four. Number three, You're Still the One, Shania Twain.
Is that country or is that pop?
I think Apple Music calls it country. I don't know.
All right.
There were instances I did want to put on, but I chose not to because I think it's a pop song technically.
She was a goddess. She was a kid. Now her face is fucked, but anyway.
The one I was going to put on was Let's Give Them Something to Talk About. I'm like, ooh, I don't know. It's like a dancey pop rock. Yeah,
pop rock.
But Shania Twain, even though she dissed Brad Pitt on that album, which we love Brad Pitt here. Let's just lay that down. We love Mr. Pitt, and she dissed him on that album. But You're Still the One, still pretty good. Number two, Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places.
Troil.
Yeah, I mean, I know you guys like the Bangin' the Cougar song, but that's my favorite. Friends in Low Places. So number one, this was a song I did not know the name of, but as soon as I kind of like listened to it again, it was like, oh yeah, that's pretty solid. It's Strawberry Wine by Dina Carter.
Oh, okay. I've heard that one.
Yeah. Just, oh, when the chorus hits, it's earned, good storytelling. And yeah, I don't know. I think that one's just, it could come out today and would be a big hit. I would bet. So number six, Chattahoochee Coochie. Alan Jackson. Number five, She's in Love with the Boy. Number four, Dust on the Bottle by Murphy Lee, or David Lee Murphy, whatever. Number three, You're Still the One by Shania Twain. Number two, Friends in Low Places, Garth Brooks. And number one, Strawberry Wine.
No so boot good. Scoot, huh? No love for the boot scooting.
No. I'm aware of it. I know if it comes on, I'll vibe out, but
dang.
I gave it another listen too, and the chorus is good. You did a good job kind of throwing the little piece of the verse out. You made it. But in the context of all these other ones, I don't know. I picked that one. I guess my fast paced one, I went for that classic country Chattahoochee style. The rest are kind of mellow. Dust on the Bottle is just like a in between, just you know, drinking, hanging out type of song. And yeah, I don't know, there were more than I thought that I knew, you know, so there it is.
Yeah, Dust on the Bottle is a great song. That's the one that starts out like Creole Williams lived down the dirt road, made homemade wine. Like that's that one, right?
Yeah, that was on my honorable mentions list. So it was builds, What Part of No by Lori Morgan. I Like It, I Love It, Tim McGraw. Meet in the Middle by Diamond Rio, and The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia by Reba.
The honorable mention that I had, mainly because it sort of, I think he really started that 2000s. Downhill, in my opinion, down was Kenny Chesney. I had a couple of his that I was like, do I have to put him on here? And then I was like, no.
Was he big in the 90s? Or
late 90s.
Oh,
but I think he kind of started that, you know, if you put Tractor in the title, I don't know. She thinks my tractor's
sexy.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what is that? Does she?
Yeah.
Really? Fuck out of here, you know?
Well, guys, Kenny Chesney was, his first album was, I think, 1994.
Dang.
Like, he's been around a while. He didn't get huge until, I mean, She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy was pretty big for him, but like those big ass stadium tours, that was like 2000s, and he still does them today. That I went to one in Pittsburgh with my buddies from Indiana. Shout out to David Hutton, Rob Pattison. I mean, we had a hell of a time. Hutton's wife got lost. We didn't see her for like 4 hours. It was the most people I've seen in one place ever.
Just a sea of hoochie coochies.
Just a sea of freaking drunk, pissing themselves people. And the porta potties were absolutely disgusting.
Oh my God. I remember a couple of songs.
I can see why he got so big. It's just
no shoes, no shirt, no problem. Yeah. That was a big one.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. So yeah, I mean, I had a lot of the near misses or honorable mentions that you guys had. Achy Breaky Heart, I had on my list. I'm surprised you guys didn't give love to Billy Ray Cyrus there. One hit. Pickup Man by Joe Diffie, hell of a song. Little hell of a mullet there too. Fancy by Reba is good.
And yeah, also, Fancy's a good one too. Yeah.
Jordy, do you remember God Bless Texas by Little Texas? Do you remember the video?
Yeah. I don't remember the video. I remember the song.
Talk about, they probably blew their whole budget on that one song, the video for that, and then I never heard from them again.
So. Wow. Just kind of went all out.
No,
hey, guys, we ran out of money.
Yeah. You guys can go home now.
the lead singer of Diamond Rio had a hell of a mullet too.
Was that
I don't know his name, but
Chad mentioned, wait, who mentioned Amazed at the beginning? Was that Chad?
I did. That was on my honorable mention too.
All right, that's a hell of a slow song. But the one dude in there, I don't think he was a lead singer. He might have played guitar. John Rich. He was in Big and Rich, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
See, I like that song, you know, and that's got all the kind of – it's like part of that formula. Of
that's that stadium big, country.
Yeah, big country hit. And some of them work for me and others just don't. I think it's just the energy level. Like Kenny Chesney's got the energy and No Shoes, No Shirt, No Problem. I like that idea. I think in the 90s they just had those like love songs and yeah, they're just heavy hitters and then it turned into that. But Big and Rich, yeah, geez, I remember they were pretty big and rich, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm kind of glad no one mentioned Toby Keith. He's kind of a, I don't know, he seems to pander to a certain audience most of the time. And not really a fan. But all right. So let's get a couple of these crossovers out of the way. And then we'll have a discussion about who rounds out the top six ultimate 90s country cuts list. So.
Chattahoochee, huh?
Here's the three that I think should be on the list. I don't know where yet, but from what I'm looking at, the three that should be on the list based on our lists are Chattahoochee, Boot Scoot and Boogie, and That Summer.
Maybe that should be my new nickname, Chattahoochee.
Chattahoochee, I like it.
Ooh.
Damn. Make your own booze and call it Chattahoochee.
Dusty, we also had Watermelon Crawl in ours.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Watermelon Crawl is a good one. Tracy Byrd never really – I think he had a couple of other decent songs, but Watermelon Crawl is where it's at. That's a damn good song.
I think we got to also balance out the types of songs, too. If that makes sense, maybe, like, represent, like, the party-drinking ones and also and get some slower love ones in there. And
a sweet love song, like She's in Love with the Boy.
Yeah, we crossed over on that. Did you have that one, Dusty?
I didn't, but it's a good song.
Dust, did you have any women on your list?
Yeah, Martina McBride. Oh, okay. I would really love to see that song on there. I love it.
Well, it was not on mine or Chad's.
I know.
I don't remember that one.
I'm willing to cross that one off. It's still a good song.
All right, got no love for
we don't have a probably you guys had the same number. No, Garth had
That Summer.
Yeah, I mean that's got to be on there. It went one and two. I had Friends in Low Places number two.
That could always make the cut too.
Nah, I've heard it too much. I think so. That Summer and Boot Scoot and Boogie should be one and two, not in that order. Whatever. And then Chattahoochee could be three. So
the big one, two, three. Look at those. Jesus.
Wow. So what do you guys think should be one, two, and three then out of those three?
Brooks and Dunn one, That Summer two, Chattahoochee three.
All right.
I think that Garth should be one.
Garth again.
Just from based on the peripheral dominance of his 90s over two. I mean, you're talking about the king of the 90s country versus a, you know, they were big. Boot and Scoot Boogie is like their shining moment, though, right? I mean,
oh, Brooks and Dunn, they got a lot of, a lot of shit. But if we're going with voting here, I'd say That Summer number one. Boots Scoot and Boogie number
that
two.
That way I can get my – because I had Garth at two, and as long – I know
I'm
it's
good
not
the that.
Same song, but that is a good song.
I ain't going to push back on Troil, that's for sure.
Thunder Rolls is good. Man, he has – you guys got me onto some Troil here.
All right. So Chattahoochee number three. Okay. So I do like, you know, if we want to slow it up a little bit, we've got Strawberry Wine –
Yeah.
You're Still the One, She's in Love with the Boy was on both of your lists.
She's in Love with the Boy. That's such a good song. It has to be on the list. Plus, it's Troil's wife.
As long he's just influencing the shit out of this list. As long as Strawberry Wine makes it somewhere.
Okay, whether, I mean,
whether it's five or six.
We got five or six. So we've got, I mean, I like Strawberry Wine. I like the drink and I like the song. So
yeah, I mean, if you put then you and Jordy can pick a song, an individual song on your list, make a case, and you can even put Strawberry Wine at six if you want.
Just yeah, let's that. Put it at six. Let's put it at six.
All right.
All right, so Jordy, you get to pick one from your list, and I get to pick one from mine, and we got to influence Chad.
Oh, man.
You only have one option. Oh, no. We could go with the same song.
Tracy Byrd.
Yeah, Watermelon Crawl.
I'd be all right if that made the final list. That's a catchy banger, Chad.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, I like it. I think I went dust on the bottle sort of filled my alcohol related.
But then we can go
Strawberry
the
Wine was number one. Man, they like to sing about drinking.
And food.
Yeah.
And banging.
Wow.
But we could do a shout out for Dad and pick Alabama. I'm in a hurry.
Well, let's just give him a shout out now so we don't have to put it on the list.
Oh shit. Well, what about Troil's wife?
I don't think I'm in a hurry was their best song. I like Hometown Honeymoon.
I like I'm in a hurry.
All right, so we do have our six. That was easier than I thought. I'm going to run them back. All right?
Do it.
Top six ultimate 90s country songs. Number one, That Summer by Troil Brooks. Number two, Boot, Scoot, and Boogie by Brooks and Dunn. Number three, Chattahoochee by Alan Jackson. Number four, She's in Love with the Boy by Trisha Yearwood, Troil Brooks. Number five, Watermelon Crawl by Tracy Byrd. And number six, Strawberry Wine by
Dina Carter.
Well, I know it's Carter. I just don't know how to pronounce it. Deanna or Dina?
I feel like it would be Deanna if it had two N's, but there's a...
Okay,
Dina. Go to maybe. Google and type her name and pronunciation after it.
It'll be wrong.
No.
So, I'll tell you what.
All right. How to pronounce Deanna Carter. Hold on. Deanna.
Deanna Carter.
It's Deanna.
That's
it ain't Dina. All right, folks. So if you don't know these songs, go listen to them. Rewind it back. Listen to the honorable mentions. All of the ones that we talk about are good songs. Thank you so much for listening. Hit us up at Top Six Pod on Twitter. Let us know your favorite songs. Just some unofficial sponsors to this episode, always Sheetz and Bombas, and also two pair of Air Force Ones, from what I'm understanding.
Yep. And Straub.
And Straub. Okay.
That's right. Go out and play some wiffle ball and listen to this playlist.
While all right.
Peace.
Speaking
peace
of
chicken grease.
Speaking of Straub, Jordy, let's end with the jingle you made for him.
Ah, shit. You know what? I actually forget it.
Ooh, I know it.
Chad, get your guitar, sang it.
If you're hold on. If you're pale and diabetic,
what?
But you want to drink some beer.
No.
Isn't that it?
Nope.
Look no further than Straub. Something. Whatever.
Oh my God,
stuck in
you
my
butchered
head,
it.
Man. You changed right, your
butchered it.
Stay in your head.
No, that's okay because we'll end this episode. We got about 3 minutes of the Port Allegheny Hunks going through their top 90s country songs. You're gonna enjoy it. Peace.
Peace and chicken grease.
Peace.
country music.
Hover the revolver.
Dusty, I'll have to give it some thought while I'm on the road today, but just some advice for you. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Yeah, I was going to say George Strait, I Cross My Heart. That was Kristen and I's wedding song. George Strait played Dusty in, what was the movie called, Pure Country? That was a hitter back in the day. Yeah, it'll be interesting to hear what you guys come up with, because when I think of 90s country, like, I just can't think of, like, oh, God, you got to have this on there. You got to have that on there. Like, I'm thinking, you know, Tim McGraw, I can't remember what's the name of the song, had barbecue stain in my white T-shirt. She was killing me in that miniskirt, that one. I don't know, Kenny Chesney, she thinks my tractor's sexy. I don't know if that was really that impactful, but Garth Brooks. I remember Standing Outside the Fire was kind of a big thing because of the music video and, you know, the Special Olympics tie in there. I don't know if that's, you know, the top six of the 90s. You know, a lot of the Garth Brooks stuff, the dance, Thunder Rolls was pretty impactful at this time because of the music video. A lot of those were, I guess, impactful because of their videos. But I just can't think of, you know, some standouts that you just have to have. So I will be listening and see what you guys come up with.
Anthony Richard Flint.
Best topic ever, dude. 90s country. It's my shit. John Rich, before Big and Rich, had a band called Lone Star. Lone Star, Alabama, Brooks and Dunn, Reba McEntire, and don't forget George Strait, one of the best country artists of all time. Made his money in the 90s. I know there's one song even Chad's gonna remember, and if I remember correctly, old Badass loved it, but here's a quarter, Call Someone Who Cares.
Bear Claw.
I didn't listen to a lot of country music in the 90s. It was more rock, heavy hard rock. So the ones that are catchy to me are the ones that the 95.7, The Pig, played a lot. Like Tim McGraw, something like that, or John Deere Green, stuff like that I just kind of remember from listening to The Pig. She had a barbecue stain on her white T-shirt. She's killed me in that miniskirt.